Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Before we get to the program, want to let everybody know just a little statement from us regarding our friend Jade, the guy with the vision behind it all. Was involved in an accident a couple weeks ago, has been in the hospital since. His family's not looking for help, doesn't want a lot of attention to it, but we thought we would let you, our listeners, know, and the people who have supported us and supported Jade for so long, just let you know why he hasn't been on the mailbag, why he hasn't been on a couple of the other podcasts right now. All of our prayers, all of our love are with him and his family, and we're pulling for him, and obviously that's our guy, right? That's our guy. We love him. We want him to be better.
Yeah, that's our super producer. We love you, Jade. Hope you get back on your feet soon. And we hear those dings. So send your love, your prayers, your thoughts, your vibes, your juju, your dings, all of it. Send it over to Jade and his family. And he would want us to keep going. So on to the pod.
Hey,
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That is my terrible non-existent mic, so you're just going to have to bear with me today. I'm doing this from a bedroom as opposed to from the studio. Joined, as always, by Big Jerv, John Gervais, and also he's official. He's a fill-in no longer. He is a permanent member of the rotation now. My man, Jason Madison. What's up, Jay?
What up?
We're going to lean on you heavy, man, on some L.A. knowledge and all types of other things on the episode today. Trey is out this week. He had his event this weekend, but he'll be back next week and talking a little bit more detail about that. Patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're subscribed. You get access to the live watch-alongs, the re-Washingtons that me, Zach, and Mays do, the watch-alongs for sporting events. We might do some NFL playoff games here coming up. Also, you get access to the Discord. Twitter is getting worse and worse. I don't know if you guys saw this. Now Twitter has banned promoting other platforms on their platform. So if you say, hey, man, check out my Instagram video, that tweet is going to get flagged and taken down. If you have your Instagram link in your bio, they might suspend you on that. So Twitter's getting crazy. Join Discord, man. Everyone's there. It's fun. It's safe. We don't have to worry about Elon Musk doing crazy stuff over there. And all that, again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are a subscriber. All right, let's get on with the show. So this is in the news. The big Young Thug trial, YSL trial, is happening. They're being charged as a criminal organization. They're going to hit with the RICO. And your boy Gunna pled out, right? Like, he basically took a plea deal, and the video of him in court basically with a judge saying, you are a member of this, and this is a gang. Said, yes, you did not have nothing to do with that. No, the gun wasn't yours. Nope. Who else is in the car? Him? Like, just naming names. Now, some people are saying that, because this is how it's been explained to me, that in order to take the plea deal, you have to go through that in court. Right. They're going to ask you these questions as conditions of your plea deal. And then two, this is where it gets iffy, is that he wouldn't have taken this deal if he hadn't consulted with a thugger and said, is it cool? Because pretty much you're cooked. I'm not. So, like, do I, you know, can I go now, basically? That it's right. And if so, it's not snitching.
So here's where I stand on that part of it. So I'm under the assumption that he did have this conversation with Young Thug, and that this is something that everybody agreed upon. It'd be best for everybody involved. This is how he went about it. But Jay-Z famously said on a week ago that basically you're the mark of a rat is a lifetime scar. You're in jail forever, nigga, just minus the bars. And that's kind of what it feels like. Now, whether in the legal sense Gunna is a quote unquote snitch, or if he, you know, his implications of Young Thug actually have any legal bearing on Thug's case or anything like that. Probably not, according to everything that we've read. But the truth of the matter is that doesn't really matter, you know, and the snitch is not something that gets 12 jurors. That's the court of public opinion. You know, so,
the snitch is not
it's just that's
hey, that, yo, that's the Drewski meme where he's like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so you know, that video is pretty damning. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a video that damning in terms of somebody being called a snitch or not.
Well, and then I just saw this. You guys, I think it was you or Trey, put it in the chat. This ain't even his first time. Like,
no, this isn't his first rodeo.
There was an incident. Did you watch that video, Jerv?
No, I did not. But
wait, oh, you never seen it, Jeff?
Is it? Listen
to this. From 2010, where his cousin got jammed up basically on a murder charge, but his cousin didn't do it. Some other dude from the neighborhood did it. They were dressed, I guess, alike. They arrested his cousin instead of the dude who did it. And the cousin basically, like, he prepared to eat it, pretty much. And Gunna goes on the news talking about, yeah, my cousin didn't do it. They gonna put the wrong man in jail. And this nigga over here did it. And they were dressed like, he explains the whole situation in tremendous, incredibly descriptive detail.
Incredible, right? Detail. It was a show called Crime Stoppers. So it was a TV show that he was on.
Yeah, like, hey, they did the walk and talk and they sat on the stoop and he's out here like explaining the dynamics of like this and wearing this thing and when I'm in this group and people in the neighborhood and what happens if someone says that, well, it'll happen to me or someone in my family. Like, he's out here laying it all. And I'm like, damn, bro, of all the things, like all the embarrassing things to come up, man, you don't want that. That would be like if you accidentally, like, you know, if you went to the bathroom, took a leak, came out and had some like pee spots on your pants.
Bro, that's ass.
But then like they dug up a video of you 10 years ago. Shit,
right.
Like just
then he's done it again.
You know, it's like so worse. Yeah, you're peeing on himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's the worst possible timing, the worst possible, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Oh, like, man. But here's my like empathetic view of it, right? Because like, I'll preface this by saying, like, watching the video, like, it's bad, and you know, he definitely looks like he's quote unquote snitching. But my empathetic view of it is that obviously this is what he needed to do to get free. You know, it's probably not affecting Thug, and I'm sure like this was the best result for everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we talked about Brittany Griner and stuff last week. Like, niggas want to come home. Like, you know what I'm saying? And if niggas wasn't leading the whole Thug, you know, gang shit, and he was just really there rapping, which kind of seems like what he was doing. Like, and just
what he was doing.
But just like talking about shit. But that's the fucked up part. And this is where I don't feel empathy for him, is that like, bro, this is the shit that you rap about. Like, you rap about being a gangster and not snitching and not telling and not talking and not this and not that and I'm this and I'm that and I'm a street nigga. Okay.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
So it's like, this is the era where everybody's getting the camera put in their face. Like, oh, that's really who you are? Well, let's see. Yeah. You know?
Well, all right. So, also, this is the era where it doesn't seem like people care, man. Like, Rick Ross, I'm not saying he snitched, but like the dude was a corrections officer. I mean, you can't get more fraudulent than that. Talking about what he's rapping about, what his actual life was, his background was. Tekashi, right?
Oh my God.
Actually went out there and snitched hard and came home and lived to tell about it pretty much. Not only that, but he trolling. He goes to different neighborhoods and says, I'm right here. Obviously, he does the old trick where like, I'm right here. You're already on the plane out. But,
right, exactly.
But still, like,
he was there.
He was there. He was there. Nothing happened.
With 8 big ass security guards.
Right.
But I'm just saying, it feels like the environment is more forgiving for someone like that than this had happened like in the 90s or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think the levee kind of broke when T.I. was kind of in this similar situation. And, you know, it was a big question and people were throwing that jacket on him.
He just popped up the other day on my timeline talking about I gotta look for it. It's something about he admitted to snitching, but it wasn't that situation. It was like,
Yeah. He snitched on his dad's cousin. Yeah.
So, this man said his cousin spoke to him like from the dead.
Yeah, from the grave. From the grave.
Put the bodies, or put not the bodies, but put whatever the situation was
on him.
On him.
Yeah, he did say that. He came out on a podcast and said,
"Is that snitching?" Recent.
I guess not. I guess
right.
Not.
Like it. Like it's not. I'm not gonna get that person in trouble. I mean, Derv, I'm not getting that person in trouble. He's already.
He's gone. Done. Yeah. No.
Not snitching. I guess it's not what you've been telling us.
Right.
Right. Like, I don't know,
man. I disagree with you though, Jason. I don't think T.I. was the first. Wasn't Rick Ross situation? Ross being exposed first?
No.
T.I. thing happened first.
Yeah, it was in the late 2000s.
That's right. That's when he got the year and the day. That's the year and the day.
Yeah, exactly. When he had 20 fucking AKs and shit. That nigga was supposed to be under the jail. And he got out a year.
Got a year and a, come on, no disrespect. Got a year and a day.
A year and a day. Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
That man got his year and a day.
I'm just trying to figure out why he had all the guns. What was all the guns for, man? Like, what was T.I. up to where he's like, I need this much firepower?
I mean, that was a wild time back then, though, dog. Like, you got to think, that is either the heart of or it's the beginning of the, We out here and we just snatching rappers chain, like everybody was just trying to come up on everybody. You know, if memory serves me correct, just from watching the BMF stuff, Atlanta's probably wild at that point in time because Meech and them just their empire kind of allegedly had just stopped. So it's probably like the wild, wild west, wild, wild west out there. Like he had no choice, but he shouldn't have been in the car with them. Like that should have been in the other car behind them. Or something, allegedly.
Or, I mean, or one or two. Like, I don't. Just the idea of having, like, just literally, like, this cachet of. Because you can only shoot, like, a couple at a time, right? Like, how much shooting were these guys doing? And again, he did have his friend die, right? Didn't his homeboy?
Yeah, yeah.
His homie had just died.
They got
his homie Levant had been shot, I think, in the car or something. Yeah, it was
they were in a van, I want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
And the van got sprayed up or whatever. I don't know, man. Like,
I mean, he's been in the street shit, you know, like for real.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing with Thug too, is like niggas know that obviously in Atlanta, you know, these niggas get involved in all kind of fucking hood ass altercations and shit. So niggas be wanting to have their artillery.
It's been a crazy year for hip hop, huh?
Yeah.
Super crazy.
Like when you look at the number of people who have died plus this case happening. It's just like, what's going on, man? Because it feels like we were past all this for a while, and now it's like,
well, it seems like this is like
Tucker.
The
see the niggas,
niggas being out after the pandemic. It feels like, you know, like niggas had a lot.
Hold on. To get into. Atlanta ain't had no pandemic. The pandemic was everywhere in the country, but Atlanta.
But I'm saying, like, it seemed like the police. We're kind of chilling on niggas during the pandemic. Like, wasn't a lot of activity. And then, like, niggas, you know, robbing and stealing. Like, niggas wasn't really in the streets as much. Other places, LA being, you know, the main spot.
Yeah, man. For real, man.
Yeah.
God damn. It's going back to the whole, like, people, Wild West trying to snatch everything.
Yeah. That's why it's the Wild West. Like, man. Because it's like everybody comes out here to try to flourish. and live their best life and show off to everybody. And then it's a bunch of other mother cowboys with guns who like, give me your shit.
Jerv, did y'all do BMF last week?
We did do BMF last
the
week.
The last episode, yeah.
We did. Yeah, we did do BMF last
That week. Was, yeah, that was, I mean, I guess it kind of factors in a little bit, and just in the sense that they try to get Terry and Meech to flip on each other, and they didn't, right?
Right.
Which, you know, I think one would think, well, I guess this way they both, neither of them got life, right? Like it's all the old, remember this? The whole strategy thing called the prisoner's dilemma. If you got two prisoners, if neither of y'all say anything, you get like a certain sentence. If one rats out the other, they both get whatever. And then if they both snitch, they both get whatever. And it's a wild situation when you factor in that other person's your brother who you've been beefing with.
Right.
So I know like the feds had to feel like they had the upper hand there. It's like, oh man, you know, because imagine what the stuff they're saying, like, oh man, your brother's singing, you might as well just tell you, why are you holding on to it, whatever.
Yeah.
But
it's tough because like you kind of know what type of nigga you dealing with, like, you know what I'm saying? So you know like, okay, this nigga's definitely telling, or this like, nah, this nigga's not, he don't even care if we mad at each other, like that's just not in him to do that, you know? So like niggas kind of have a feel for,
yeah.
I mean,
y'all remember on The Wire when they had one of them in the interrogation room, and then they had the door open, and then they showed walking, his homie walking by.
With
a grub.
Yeah.
He wasn't even snitching. Like he wasn't. Yeah. Oh man, this is crazy. Good looks.
Yeah, they got him to roll over though, because just to see in
the cheeseburger. He's got to be snitching. He's got a cheeseburger and a coke.
Yeah.
Well, that's that happened in Power, right? Because they saw when Derv, my man, I can't remember his name, but in Raising Kanan, remember his mom had the gambling spot, and just because they saw him talking to the cop. The
cop saw him talking to the cop.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Omar.
They just assumed he was the one snitching. And again, they got his ass got because of that.
That's coming back soon too, I think, right?
No, Raising Kanan, it just ended. The next one is...
I'm thinking about Tariq's show.
Yeah, no, Tariq's show coming up, but it's coming after BMF. BMF, the TV show, comes back. And when that's over, then Power Book 2 or whatever comes out in March.
I know, yo, Fifth probably like, yo, we just need to shoot all this shit right now because Lil Meech keep getting fucking...
Dog.
Didn't
he get booked like this week or some shit?
Yeah, yep. he got booked.
Gun at the airport, which I thought we got that one clear, guys. Like,
come on.
You can't.
Still doing that. Like, I don't understand.
That's an easy one. That's an easy, that's a gimme.
Bro, I check for my ID like 80 times before I go. I would know if I had a gun.
I left
phone,
the Glock.
Keys, AirPod. What's this?
Like, is that my FN?
Yeah.
Toss it over there.
Yeah.
Or even better, do what Donald Glover did in Atlanta. Put it in somebody else's bag.
Yeah.
Remember they about to go to Paris?
Yeah.
They got my man dirty.
They need to have the anonymous. You know how they got the anonymous cannabis containers at airports? Chicago, which I don't understand, right? O'Hara or whatever,
has a
container on the other side when you're already past TSA, all right? You're already passing.
Yeah.
On the other side, they have a container that says, like, for like it's like anonymous weed cannabis drop-offs. Like, no, it literally says no questions asked. But in my mind, I already made it. Like, why am I dropping this off?
You know why?
Had that for guns.
Some TSA cats is getting high as hell,
man.
Every day after work, every single day after work, man. Like they like go to Lost and Found, and all right, here's one for you. Here's one for you. We gonna wrap right here. That's gonna do it for us on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Again, shout out to our newest member, Jason Madison. Shout out to
to John Gervais. Shout out to Trey. I know he had his event out in Compton this weekend, the job fair that he was telling us about last week. So it looked like it was very successful from what I saw on social media. Hopefully next week Trey will be with us. He can kind of give us the recap on that. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're a subscriber. Make sure you're getting access to the live watch-alongs, to the OG podcast that me and Trey and Waz and Tom and Zach do. Make sure you're getting access to Discord, all types of other things. Until next time, stay black, folks.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.